and welcome.
This is Some Guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bug Man.
And Bug Man?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to throw this one over to you, man. Do you have a question for us today?
I do have the question today. I drink water. Maybe not a lot, maybe not a little, but I am a drinker of agua.
I'm not really a fan.
He says as he takes a drink of water. So, I want to know, where has my water been? I know that there are processes in nature of what water is, hydrogen, oxygen, mm-hmm. you know, it evaporates here, rains there.
You got
there,
your H's and O's.
H's and O's, mm-hmm. and a certain number of H's and a certain number of O's, and they're
correct.
Going up and down and under. And
mixing and bobbling and...
Mixing and bubbling.
Getting
and,
your water going.
I mean, even, you know, I think it's like Ozarka brand bottled mm-hmm. water. It says come straight from the spring. Mm-hmm. Well, springs come from underground.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things underground that I'm not sure I'd put my mouth on. So mm-hmm. why am I,
true.
You know.
It's filtering through all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. So where exactly, when I breathe air, where's mm-hmm. that air been? When I drink water, where's that water been? These are things that are constantly.
Well, yeah, and then the problem is we got water and we got oxygen and hydrogen in the air and
yeah,
in water.
Exactly.
Oh, so really, I mean, you consider this, we need oxygen a lot for sustenance.
Yeah.
Hydrogen, not so much. You can
maybe
just do
not.
Pure oxygen
yeah.
and breathe that stuff. But, you know, the question is like, this oxygen issue.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
The way I understand it is, you know, it's not really created.
Uh-huh.
It's
yeah.
just recycled.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Elements can't be destroyed.
Right.
They can't, they can be changed into
exactly
into a, they, you can add them to a compound, make
right.
something different, but the elements that exist now
right
have always existed,
because when you breathe
theory, I guess.
So what is, when you breathe in oxygen, you breathe out carbon dioxide,
uh-huh.
then the trees breathe in the carbon dioxide, and then
the
so on and so
yeah,
forth.
You got those oxygen elements just being converted. So you got oxygen
yeah
in my water
right
in your water
yeah.
It's been around forever Where's he been?
Where has it
What's
been?
What is my water, what is my oxygen been
right.
hanging out with?
I mean, even if I think about, even if I was, even if I'm breathing now,
mm-hmm.
the same air that I breathed when I was like 4 years old.
Yep.
Man, what if I had like a snotty nose?
Ooh.
And I'm like breathing.
All that air is getting right up next to that.
And then it's back out, and then it makes it, I'm like eating.
It's conditioning.
That's
the,
gross.
Yeah.
I don't want snot-conditioned water, air.
Yeah, dude. Well, you don't want either.
And then I was about to say, at what
breathing
point
somebody
then,
else's snot air and
yeah.
drinking their oxy water.
And then
snot.
At what point does that like condensate on a window and evaporates into the air?
Yeah.
Now there's
now
snot rain
gross.
Coming down.
So you the oxygen in your air
yeah.
hit you as a child
yeah.
with all the snot. And
yeah.
it comes back out as carbon dioxide, still
yeah.
with the snot.
Yeah.
Rubbing off on it, and then that, and now I'm drinking it in
and,
my water.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just
exactly. Or I mean, even if you know, even if you're standing in the same room, you know, like
yeah.
how long does it take for the snot to go away in that, or does it ever?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I mean, contamination is contamination. Am I right,
folks? This episode brought to you by your by your Brita filter. Brita filter.
Yeah, their sales are gonna go up after this.
It's better that you don't know.
Brita, it's better that you don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Oh my god!
Right there
gosh.
On the billboard.
Oh my. So where is a safe place?
Well, see,
then?
From now on, I'm wanting my water to come from like the polar ice caps.
Well, exactly. Like,
you know, like
yeah,
stuff's been frozen for millennia, and oxygen has to be okay. Nobody's touched it.
I don't know, man.
What
if there's not a filter? How are you not drinking or breathing dinosaur farts?
Oh, come on.
I mean, if we're saying that if you're a kid, you know, with the snot and
yeah.
all, what's to say
get
it
from
didn't
somewhere?
What's to say it didn't
okay.
come from a dinosaur's?
Right, let's say this. Let that surface
yeah.
fart just
right.
melt right off.
Uh-huh.
Flow that into the ocean.
Yeah.
All right. And all the deep down ice.
Right.
Let's get that.
Hopefully it's okay.
Hopefully it's okay. So melt them mountains down,
because yeah.
I need drinking water that I can trust.
That we can trust.
And, you know,
drill down
yeah.
all the way
drill,
down.
Drill, baby, drill. Get
yeah.
rid of that ice. Give me some drinking water. And see, the thing is, look, I know we're taking over Santa's like ancestral home.
Right.
But listen, y'all, Santa's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Santa can rent a bungalow in Norway for all I care, because the dude's going to be fine. He runs a global organization.
Exactly.
He can afford to relocate.
Even if, you know,
I can't afford to drink snot water.
Exactly. Think of the people, Santa. Exactly.
Yeah. Selfish.
You know, and if he's selling, you know, some of the ice caps that are, you know, in the North Pole, he should be able to compensate for some of that renovation.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, man, how long does it take for a fart to not be a fart anymore? I mean, I hate to keep bringing it up.
Too long.
But gross.
Listen, man. There's sometimes I got to get out of the house.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Because I'm thinking, listen.
Yes.
Somebody, y'all turn the air on. I got to leave.
Exactly.
And I don't know when I'm coming back. I'm going to have to stay in a hotel room.
Okay, so Santa's in a bungalow now because
somewhere else
maybe the water is safe in the polar ice caps.
Right. We got to have that, dude.
Possibly.
So now I'm thinking something else. Yeah. All right. So the oxygen in my tires, you know,
you got
to air your tires up.
Yeah.
The oxygen in my tires.
Right.
It could have been the oxygen in like Nixon's jowls or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a crook.
I'm not a crook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he's up there lying.
Yeah.
And he's up there telling untruths.
His lies are in your tire.
Bit. Yeah, dude. And think about it. His whole thing is called Watergate. Like, he's all up in the oxygen water problem. He's contaminating everything.
He already knew. He laughed the whole time.
Exactly. So now I got to worry about my tires committing treason.
Oh, my gosh.
And lying to me.
Come on.
So, I'm thinking every time I'm out there checking my air.
Yeah.
Got the little, you know, the little thing that goes on and shoots out the little white bit that measures the PSI in
exactly.
your air. I'm thinking, okay, every time I check my air, I'll be asking.
Yeah. Is this a lie? Is it a lie?
These tires lying?
What are the
odds? They're trying
to kill
me? Are they actually flat and they're trying to pretend, oh,
exactly.
No, man, we're good.
What are the odds that this is truth air and not lie air?
I think I need to replace my tires.
I mean, yeah. How can you? I mean,
I got Nixon's tires.
We need a lie detector test for the air that we breathe.
Nixon's lies have been flowing. That's the air.
Yeah.
What I've got is the lies coming directly from Nixon's jowls.
Yeah, right.
And the air he's breathing.
Yeah.
Right into my tires.
Right. Right.
And now I can't tell which side is up.
Well, and say a tree got a hold of that air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the tree is breathing in lies.
Now the tree's a liar.
Now the tree is the liar. Right?
Yeah. Same oxygen.
Same air.
And it retains those qualities.
Exactly.
Nixon's jowls.
Full of lies.
Listen, I'm telling you.
I got
to clean this up. Now listen, I'm going to replace my tires. Here's what I want.
Yeah.
I want the set of tires.
Yeah.
With the oxygen.
Yeah.
From Teddy Roosevelt's chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because he's a better president.
Right.
Number one.
Yeah.
And plus, that's a durable set of tires.
It's a durable set of tires.
We're talking about a man who got shot in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Literally shot in the chest, folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he finished a 12-minute speech.
Yep, that's right.
And then he went to the hospital afterward.
That's right.
That's the kind of tires I want. I want the oxygen
from
his
strong
chest
president.
In my tires. Them's the Bull Moose tires.
The Bull Moose tires.
From the president, Teddy Roosevelt.
Exactly.
They'll take a bullet for you.
We have to start asking these questions. Like, when you go to the tire shop, we need maybe not a guarantee.
Hey,
but
where'd the air
need,
come from?
Yeah, we want to know where this air came from. Are you just getting it from anywhere? Are you just pulling it in from the outside? Where does this air come from?
Someone has to know. When did we lower our water standards, our air standards? Or did we ever just, did we just not care?
I think that's it.
To begin with.
I think as a race, we just don't ask the question.
People talk about how, you know, climate change is an issue.
Yeah, yep.
You know, and here's the deal.
Yeah.
The air's been dirty, man.
That's right.
It's been dirty. I think that's what climate change is about.
The climate of our air.
The air's been dirty.
That's right.
It's been dirty because Nixon lied.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's been dirty because your kid has a snotty nose.
Has a snotty nose.
And you need to clean it up.
Yeah.
The air's been dirty because dinosaurs have been farting on our ice cap.
Exactly.
Pure water.
Exactly.
And
who knows? I mean, who knows what's happening that we don't even know about, and we're just breathing it in it's okay. It's not okay anymore,
folks,
some guy.
We need. Okay, here's what we need.
Yeah.
We have got to get, number one, buy a Brita filter.
Yep.
Or some kind of filter. Do something.
Put something in place.
Put a coffee filter, you know, right underneath your water spout so you can get some
some clean,
clean filter. Somehow.
Trustworthy.
Yeah.
Trustworthy water.
And it's time to start making breathing masks fashionable.
That's right. That's right.
Because I don't know if I can get around here.
And we need it to say, like, don't stand for the lies.
Yeah.
Or no more breathing
don't
lies.
Don't breathe the lies.
Don't breathe the lies.
You know what? That brings me back. I think, who was it? Let's see. It's old Beck. Now, Beck has some wisdom, some 90s wisdom for us. He says, don't believe everything that you breathe.
Exactly. Yes.
Listen, Beck was on to Nixon.
He was on.
From the very beginning.
He knew.
And y'all thought he was just spouting gibberish in that song, because most of it's weird, but was the line.
We know.
He knew that your oxygen's dirty.
That's right.
Don't believe everything that you breathe, folks.
We're on to you. Air, water. You can't hide from us.
I'm thirsty.
Let's go get some water.
I think so. I'm going to get something to drink. Folks, listen, if you're concerned for your children.
Yep.
As you should be. That's right. If you're concerned for your children, you're worried about where that next drink is going to come from.
That's right.
And better yet, where that next drink has been.
Exactly.
Before it got to you.
Right.
And other folks around you asking the same question, send them our way.
Yep.
Because I think we figured it out.
We figured it out. We're asking the right questions, I think.
Where's our water been?
Right.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to. I mean, you may not even want to know.
Folks, you can ask us some questions.
Give us some answers.
We'll try our best to answer them.
Yeah.
Throw your questions up at Some Bugman on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
You want to find us
directly.
Yeah.
You can go to Twitter for me.
That's right.
At Bugman _ Bradley.
Mm-hmm. You'll find me everywhere at Chase the Rev, but find me on Twitter.
Yes.
Be a good spot.
Yep.
Twitter, Chase the Rev, and folks, we're just looking out for you.
That's right. You're welcome.
Send people our way. We're doing a public service here.
Right. Somebody's got to ask the questions.